This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Legislation that would require driver's license exams be given only in English has passed the Missouri House. Currently, the state administers written exams in English and 11 other languages. Republican House member Dave Schatz supported the bill. He says requiring English-only exams would help make Missouri's roads safer.
I just can't believe that anybody wouldn't think that we would be much safer if people could read the language. There's many, many signs out there that are written that have specific instructions, and if you cannot read the language, you cannot claim to be safe.
Opponents argued that requiring English-only driver's license exams would not only be disrespectful to immigrants, but could make it harder for them to earn a living and assimilate into society. The bill passed mostly along party lines. It now goes to the Missouri Senate. The Senate has also passed legislation that would forbid automated robocalls to phone numbers on the state's no-call list. The Senate backed the legislation in a 32-0 vote yesterday. It now goes to the House. But political phone calls would be exempt from the new rule. Those political calls would have to include a statement saying who paid for the call. Sponsoring Senator Scott Roop, a Wentzville Republican, says political calls can't be banned because that could interfere with a candidate's First Amendment rights to free speech. But he says people should know which campaign is responsible for a call. People or groups who violate the rules would face a fine of up to $5,000 for each violation. Stevens College is reorganizing in a move that won't cost more money, but will shuffle departments and faculty. KBIA's Fred Katz has more.
Stevens College is adding three more schools to the two it already has. Stevens already has a School of Performing Arts and a School of Design and Fashion. It'll add a School of Organizational Leadership and Strategic Communications, a School of Humanities and Sciences, and a School of Interdisciplinary Studies. Stevens College Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs, Nancy Cornwell, says every student will now be within a larger school.
We would have a student in English. In our English and creative writing programs. They were in an English department, but then they were just kind of out there. But our fashion students were part of the School of Design and Fashion. And so there was this kind of community built around that school.
Cornwell says all students will now be able to experience that sort of community. She also says this won't at all affect the school's expenses.
We have created now five deans where we used to have two. But what we aren't going to continue with now that what used to be departments and so forth kind of scattered around, once they're gathered up under schools, we're not going to have a department structure anymore.
Cornwell says current department heads will either go back to being full-time faculty or possibly be hired as a new dean. The new structure will take over in August at the start of the new school year. Fred Katz, KBIA News.
The kitschy and iconic downtown Columbia store Cool Stuff is closing its doors after 23 years in business. Owner Arnie Fagan wasn't immediately available for comment yesterday, but his business partner and owner of neighboring Hot Box Cookies, Corey Rimmel, says Fagan failed to discuss the closing, which may force Hot Box to relocate.
I plan on staying open, whether that be in the current location or a new one. I am not quite sure yet.
According to Rimmel, a national clothing chain may take over the building, which currently houses both businesses. Statewide elected officials in Missouri would be limited to 8 years in office under legislation approved in the state Senate. The governor and treasurer can already serve only 2 4-year terms. The proposed constitutional amendment would extend those limits to the lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and auditor. The Missouri House, meanwhile, passed a bill that would let voters decide whether to change the way replacements for statewide offices are selected. The bill passed yesterday would curtail the governor's power to appoint people to openings in offices such as attorney general or secretary of state. If also passed by the Senate, the legislation would go before voters in November. Missouri's filing period for candidates interested in running in the August 7th party primaries will begin next week as originally scheduled. The state Senate was considering legislation that would have moved back the filing date to allow candidates more time, but instead of quickly passing the bill, several senators spent time criticizing the commission that drew up a new proposed Senate district map. The sponsor, GOP Senator Mike Parson of Polk County, then withdrew the bill.
Unfortunately, we're just up against timeline, and just today we didn't get it done. I don't know if there's any message being sent directly to anybody right now. You've seen what happened on the floor. You've seen what the comments some of the senators made, and that's where it's headed.
The House, meanwhile, made radical changes to the bill before sending it back to the Senate, shortening the filing period. The Republican race for Missouri's Attorney General's office has gained a second candidate. Livingston County Prosecutor Adam Warren announced yesterday he will seek to challenge Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster in this year's elections. Warren joins St. Louis Attorney Ed Martin in the GOP field. An assistant U.S. Surgeon General has been tapped to lead the new dental school in Kirksville. Dr. Christopher Halliday has been named the first dean of the Missouri School of Dentistry at A.T. Still University. Halliday previously led the Oral Health Division of the Federal Indian Health Service and was chief dental officer for the U.S. Public Health Service. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.